Welcome to the Faith Homestead Podcast, where we talk to you about God, family, homesteading, frugal living, and all the in-between. We're your hosts, Sarah
and Matt, and we thank you for joining us today. Please take a minute to subscribe, and we hope you stay a while.
And welcome to the Faith Homestead Podcast. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Matt.
And thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi.
So today we have a guest. What's your name?
Thomas.
Thomas. And he is our oldest. He is, how old are you?
5.
Yep, he is 5 and a half. And we're going to be talking about the end of our school year. And Thomas is really excited to share what he has learned. This is our first year homeschooling. And Thomas would technically be going into kindergarten this September, but we started a little bit early because he was showing readiness to learn, right? You wanted to learn, so we started early. And so now we're going to just kind of talk to you about why we love homeschooling and kind of just give an update on that. He actually wants to show off something that he has learned this year. He came to me about, I don't know, a month ago, and you were like, Mom, can you teach me how to what? Teach me how to whistle, and he like could not do it, and so we practiced and practiced. Now give him a whistle. Keep going. It's getting really good. He's starting to finally figure out how to do that. So, good job. Great job. So basically, we're just going to talk to you for a minute about why we love homeschooling and how it's been a blessing to us this year. Dad, do you want to start?
So when we looked at everything that was happening with the school systems across the country, what the National Education Director was, you know, getting into, it made a lot of sense to make the decision to actually, you know, homeschool. We had talked about it. We talked about it a lot prior to even school age, but really with Thomas wanting to get started with learning more, showing the desire to really start to read and sounding the words out, stuff like that, it made a lot of sense for us to get him started early.
Yeah, you can tell he hasn't been on camera before.
it made it easier for us to transition to.
Can you tell everybody that's listening today what your favorite part of homeschooling is? What you love about being taught at home? What do you think? What's your favorite thing to do?
Outside.
Yeah, so that is something that he loves. He loves, our kids are outside all the time. So there's a huge misconception around homeschooling, and I actually had no idea that homeschooling wasn't, you know, a full day thing. Because we both went to traditional school when we were kids, and we would wake up at 6 a.m. You would go to school, and then you would be home by like 4 o'clock, and that was what you did every day as a child. And for homeschooling, because it's one-on-one, the learning that takes place is so much more. It's just more individual. It's one-on-one, and so Thomas, we do school for maybe an hour and a half every single day. And so we normally start around 9 o'clock and we're done by 10:30. Sometimes we'll go a little bit later because he wants to keep going. So sometimes we'll do 2 hours, and then, you know, from 11 o'clock on, the whole day he's outside. So what do you like to do outside?
Play in the dirt.
He likes to play in the dirt, right? You like to do a lot of digging with your trucks and stuff? Yeah.
I don't really play with my trucks that much.
Not so much anymore? What do you play with?
I normally just dig with my hands.
You just do a lot of digging with your hands? Yeah? Does Josie help you? Does Josie, she gets really dirty too. We normally do bath every other night in our house, and we have now entered the season of baths pretty much every night, right? Because you guys are covered in dirt. So Thomas, do you want to tell everybody on the camera what you learned this year? What did you learn? Let's start with math. What are you doing in homeschool for math right now? Did you learn to add and whistle? Did you learn to do some how about multiplication? So Thomas is 5 and he is now doing multiplication. Thomas, do you want to do a multiplication problem? Okay. Let's do 5 times 2.
10.
Okay. How about 3 times 3?
15.
What? 3 times 3. You nervous? No, what's 3 times 3? 3. You got this? You have 3 times.
9. 9.
Very good. You're a little nervous. Are you nervous? Okay. Well, so yeah, so that's really exciting. I did not think we were going to start doing multiplication this year, but what we did was we just started with the zero table and then went to the ones table. And I, you know, we kept it really easy. I said, you know, if you multiply something by zero, what happens to it?
Zero.
It just disappears, right? And then I said, and then we just kept going up and he just really took a liking to it. And so we just, you know, that's yucky. Don't do that. So we just, you know, kept going with that. And he's learned to read some this year, right? Did you read a story for your homeschool co-op group? Yeah, yeah. And now he is actually, it's been really exciting. He is learning to spell words, like without even seeing them on paper. And that just happened this week. That has just happened out of nowhere. And it's really cool, right? Can you spell dad?
D-A-D.
Yeah. How about mom? I can't hear you. What? No, say it to the say it to the microphone. How do you spell mom?
M-O-M.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Let's try to think what other words that we did. What we do is we just practice at dinner time, and so I'll be like, Thomas, 4-letter word, you know, spell this, and he'll work on it, right? And it's really fun. Do you like it? Do you like learning to spell?
Ba ba.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ba 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 ba.
So yeah, so that's been really exciting, and you know, I'm actually this is super impromptu recording because normally we have a lot more prepared for our recordings, but I am actually getting ready to go on a flight. Where's mommy going? Where's mommy going on a plane tomorrow?
I don't remember.
Tennessee. So mommy is going to do some business and she's going to get on an airplane and fly to Tennessee, right? And Thomas made me a card and I have it packed in my suitcase. And so I'm going to put it in my room when I get to my room, right?
You made a card for mom?
Yeah, it was really sweet. And it's like probably the nicest card he's ever made me. And I put it right in my suitcase so I can look at it when I'm in Tennessee. So I really appreciate that.
I draw.
Okay, you can draw something. But that's pretty much all we have today. Did you want to add your Self-Reliance Sunday on, Matt?
Well, yeah. And I think, you know, we're, especially you this week, getting into that realm of uncomfortability.
Yeah.
You know, not liking to travel and fly and...
Not at all. I'm not looking forward to it at all.
It's good stress inoculation, so, you know, it's...
Just be doing a lot of praying. I don't know if it's a control thing. I just don't like giving up. I mean, that's a pretty big thing to, like, give up your control. Like, I have no control over the situation, and it just makes me nervous. And I know people say, like, it's so much worse to, like, drive in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just statistically proven, but for some reason being in a plane, which is safer than being on the road, it just makes me really nervous. So,
yeah,
but it's all in God's hands. And
again, yeah, you know, take that stress head on and understand it. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, our bodies,
yeah,
we have the fight or flight built into us for a reason. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's, getting inoculated to that a little bit. It's a good thing. So,
yeah,
pretty much like normal every week here. You know, I'm saying get outside that comfortable zone, and it's where you start to see things happen.
Yeah. Well, we thank you so much for joining us this week. And Thomas, is there anything else that you wanted to say before we go?
I want to show them my picture first.
Okay, he wants to show you his picture first. What are you drawing? I don't know what he's drawing, but he wants to show you a picture. Okay, go ahead. Okay, what is this a picture of? You have to describe it because some people are listening to us on their podcast and they can't see it. So what did you draw a picture of?
A house and a person.
Okay, that's really nice. Do you want to say bye to everybody?
Bye-bye.
Can you do me a favor? Can you pray as we close? Can you say a prayer for everybody who's listening? And we'll say it with you. Ready? Go ahead. Go ahead. You can do it. What's that? You don't want to do it? Okay, Daddy, will you say a prayer for our flight and for the week ahead for everybody?
Yep, Lord, we come before you with thanks and praise for all of the amazing works that you do in our lives. We pray that you be there with Sarah as she heads into some uncomfortable times and give her peace knowing that you're there with her. And we pray that you continue to watch out over all of us as we venture on this journey. And we pray this all in Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Well, we hope you guys have a wonderful Sunday, and we hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead.